Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Friday, May 11th, and this Sunday, if you're not aware.
I hope you are.
This Sunday is Mother's Day. Yes, I am well aware and trying to remind our son that it's Mother's Day. I have a mother. I also have a wife. And so observing Mother's Day and thanking the moms and the mother figures in our lives for living out their vocations. Do you have plans for thanking the mother figures in your life?
I'll probably give him a call.
That's a nice thing to do.
I'll talk to him. You know, send some cards. They don't live here, so yeah. Can't like go out to eat with them or anything, sadly.
Mm. Well, we have a mom to join us this morning on the phone. This is Caitlin Covington. She's a student at Concordia University in Texas. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us on the Coffee Hour. Tell us a little bit about, let's talk about why college was an important plan or an important part of your plan for the future. When did you start thinking about college?
Oh gosh, I mean, you start thinking about college when you're in elementary school, because they start really kind of grinding that into you starting at a young age. But college was always important to me. I knew I needed to go, and I know that it's important to really propel in the career industry with a degree behind your belt on your resume. So I've always had a strong desire to go to college.
And did you have plans? Did you know where you wanted to go to college, or were you still kind of up in the air about that during high school?
I did. I wanted to go to A&M to do some sort of animal studies and everything. Obviously, that didn't go. But yeah, that had been my plan. I'd even gone to tour campus and everything. Yes.
But and plans change, and your plans changed. Then a child became a part of your life.
Yes. When I was 17, I had a little baby girl named Elise. And yes, my story definitely changed. Journey changed at that point in time. Obviously, A&M was no longer a part of that plan, which is where Concordia came in. I managed to graduate high school early, actually, and which worked out perfectly because I had my daughter in January of 2014, and I finished high school in December, that previous December. And by fall of 2014, I was enrolled in Concordia's adult degree program.
Now, a mom, a single mom, and still wanting to pursue this future with a college education. Who supported you along the way so that you could do that? You mentioned Concordia University. How did Concordia make that education accessible for you?
Oh God, I had a lot of support. I have to throw my parents out there first and foremost, because they obviously helped push me through everything. But then I also had a lot of wonderful ladies who stepped forward, wonderful ladies and husbands and families who stepped forward to support me. And Concordia itself helped me because they have a program that they offer that the classes are condensed into 8-week classes now, and you meet one night a week for about 4 hours. And so that really helped me because I was able to watch my daughter during the day and go to school at night. I was also able to work part-time. And this curriculum runs year-round, so I was able to graduate still within 4 years.
And you also received support from a local congregation, then the Axe Church. How did that support from a congregation help you through your college?
Oh, gosh. I had ladies who came forward from my church who offered, once they found out that I had wanted to go to college and continue on with that degree despite having a little baby in tow, and they came forward and offered to watch her for me while I went to class. So every week I'd go ahead and take her over to their houses, and they'd watch her and play with her for a few hours. And then my mom would pick her up and bring her home and put her to bed because the classes would run until 10. So I wouldn't be able to put her to bed. But these wonderful ladies are now aunts and uncles in our family, and Elise loves them. And they've just become an extended part of our family. They stepped forward and offered to watch every week. They shuttled baby toys between their houses and would message each other about her favorite snacks to eat and what she'd like to eat. So they're amazing. I don't know if I would have finished yet or anything without their help.
That obviously made a difference in not only your life, but also Elisa's life.
Oh, yes. She actually loves knowing that she still asks me, actually. I'm officially done as of April 28th, but she loved that I was going to school at the same time she was. Yes, she was able to watch me go through school, and hopefully she'll be able to use that as she pushes through on school on her own. She's only four at this point, but hopefully she'll be able to remember some of this, and because obviously graduation day was a big day, so hopefully she'll be able to pick up on that, know that she, you know, has to continue with her education too, and use that to encourage and empower her.
Outstanding to hear how not only your family, but also your congregation, that extension, that extended family supported you through this, and want to have one of those members of that extended family join us now. Jody Moss joining us by phone. Jody, why was it important to you to support Caitlin in pursuing her college education?
I would say there's many people that have obstacles in going to college and getting a degree. I knew Caitlin's dream to go to college and get her degree. I didn't want, being a teen mom to keep her from doing that. So I just asked if there was anything that, I could do to help her, and I wanted to be a part of that. Even though she has a super supportive family, she gave a shout-out to her parents. We are just extended aunts and uncles that get to have fun and help support her on the side.
Absolutely. Was there anything that you learned from this experience, taking time out of your own schedule to help somebody else? What did you learn through this experience?
What did I learn? I guess, I was naive in thinking, I was going to be a blessing to Caitlin and Elise and my husband, and we were going to help her. But little did I know that, they were the blessings to us, just that they asked us and allowed us to love on Elise. And, that's a huge step for a mom to, let somebody else watch their kids. So I feel like we were the blessed ones.
From your perspective, how might this act of mercy or this, sacrifice on your part and the part of others, how might that shape Caitlin's future and Elise's future?
I don't know if I would call it a sacrifice or an act of mercy. I just think that, God calls all of us to use whatever gifts we have to help others. And so, I was shaped when I was growing up. We had a wonderful church that helped my family, as a support system when my dad was going through cancer. And so that, even though I was 13 at the time, I wasn't four, but it shaped me and helped me to want to do that and pay it forward to others. So I could definitely see Caitlin already has a giving heart, so she didn't need this to help push her forward. But I could see that, her and Elise could use this experience to help be a blessing to someone else down the road.
Caitlin, how did these acts of love from your fellow Christians in your congregation, how do you think that they will have an impact on your future and on Elise's future?
These ladies have so greatly impacted who I'm trying not to cry over. They are such amazing ladies, and they're such wonderful people to know. They're so kind and caring and compassionate that, we love them. They're an extended part of our family, and so it really helps me pick up on their kind of personality. It helps me figure out what kind of person that I want to be, and obviously Elise gets to see that too, and it just helps shape who we're going to be and where we want to go with our lives.
So what is the next step? Completing you're finishing your education at Concordia University, Texas. Graduation is coming up. Is that right?
It was the 28th of April. So I'm officially done. Yeah.
So what, any ideas what might be next?
working. I've been working part-time over the past 4 years also in a small family business that we started back in 2015 doing bookkeeping and office management stuff. So honestly, now that I'm not writing papers and everything, I'm really able to focus full-time on that. And I've been I'm hoping to be able to grow that and see where that's going to take me. I'm really kind of some of my clients are in the construction and property management field, so those have become interesting to me, and I've been actually granted an opportunity to get more involved in that, so hopefully I can pick up on that and continue growing career-wise that way.
How will your education from Concordia University help you to pursue a career and also to, you know, continue being a faithful and loving mom to Elise?
Well, it's so important, especially nowadays in the career field, to have a degree behind you. You get such better opportunities and doors open for you when you've got that extra degree listed on your resume and everything. And hopefully I would be able to use that degree. I don't know. I mean, obviously in the small business world, but the classes that I took were very beneficial because a lot of them were business classes, obviously. So I can use the curriculum that I use to be able to apply it into the real job field. And Elise will be able to pick up on that also, and we'll have better opportunities to continue to expand and grow and see what future doors open up for us and where we might be headed.
Caitlin, thanks so much for being our guest. God bless you this Mother's Day, and thanks for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Jody, thanks for being with us today as well. Thanks for being a part of that care for her.
Thank you.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour today. A blessed Mother's Day to all those mothers and mother figures who have blessed us in our lives. And next week, I think we might have some international stories again.
Probably.
As well, probably. And some coffee as well.
Some of the fun ones. There's always coffee.
There's always coffee. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.